Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the BDNY show at the Javits Center in New York, and I'm at the Novalis AVA booth with John Wu, co-owner of Novalis. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Hey, it's good to run into you. I want to talk to you about what's going on at the show, and also, though, the big news that happened over the weekend that the tariffs for select types of LVT are now exempt from the 25% tariff. So let's start with that. Again, the Section 301 tariffs that were implemented last year at 10% ultimately went up to 25% on all types of LVT. As of today, because it's already been written in the Federal Registry, any containers that come in of LVT that have a click system are exempt of the tariff, right?
Correct, yeah. Based on what we read, it sounds like everything with a click locking system, whether it's LVT, SPC, WPC, would fall into this exclusion category. So as an industry, we're very happy about that.
Just to reiterate, Novalis is one of the major players. You have a huge factory in Shanghai and a major supplier, not only with branded products, but also OEM products. So you supply a lot of the companies that have gotten in this business. So this is big news for you and your company. So you said SPC, WPC, flexible, anything with a click system. Let me just ask you where we are in this process. We know that some other companies have filed, and it's clear that Lighthizer and the U.S. Trade Representative offices are going through these exemptions, and there could be a broader exemption down the road, huh?
Correct. Many of us and our colleagues and competitors, everybody file and customers. So there's still quite a bit of applications out there, submissions out there that are waiting to be approved. So crossing fingers, maybe other types of LVT will fall into these categories as well and be excluded. So we're still anxiously waiting. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah. So we're at a commercial show, and primarily what's installed in hotel rooms and the commercial market is a dry-back glue-down system, and at this point, they're not exempt, right?
Correct. Right now, it's not exempt. But many of the hotels are switching to click LVT as well, SPC, WPC. Many hotel you stay now actually has a floating floor over it. So that's good news for the industry here for sure.
Actually, I hope they get this all straightened out soon, because we could see some people shift to a product that may not be necessarily the right product based on the fact that it's now 25% cheaper, right?
Correct, yeah. What's been going through for the last, I would say, 12 months is just a lot of confusion in the market, a lot of price confusion. You know, every day we seem to be pricing new things, and customer doesn't know what price to sell the product at. So at the end of the day, I think everybody wants some clarity. So this past weekend at least brought some clarity into one type of flooring. So over time, hopefully more clarity will come through.
All right, let me go back to the first question I usually ask in an interview. How's business doing in 19 for you guys?
Well, we've been good. 19 has been another growth year for us. Volume increase, but bottom line hurts a little bit because of tariff. That's probably applied to everybody, but there's still an insatiable appetite for LVT in the U.S. markets, and not enough supply, as we all know, not enough capacity. So many still come through China, so we benefit from that as well. So,
not to get into the weeds, but a lot of companies that supply this product that make it in China have had to meet the buyer in the middle. So you have a 25% increase. That means that you give a little, the buyer gives a little. And some people have actually cut the quality of materials, but you guys haven't done that, have you?
No. I mean, that's a quick way of stopping a category from growing is to value engineer to something that doesn't work. So no, I think everybody has to give in a little bit. We all wish or hope the tariff has been a temporary transitional issue. And with what's going on for the last weekend, and it seems like at least part of it is transitional. So things are coming through. So people should never devaluate the product and just continue to sell it. Everybody has to give in a little. Like you said, you know, you come, you know, you meet in the middle with your customers. The customer raised the retail price a little bit, and then everybody got hurt a little bit in the process, but still be a fair way of moving forward. So
did you call your sister, and did y'all do a virtual tip of the glass to say, "Hee-haw, we got through this"?
Well, we didn't do a virtual tip of the glass, but you know, we send emails to each other and say, "Well, it's not a bad Christmas gift for the industry, not just for us, but for everybody."
Yeah. All right, so we're at the hospitality show. I think this is your third year to be here. You got, again, another gorgeous space here. I've interviewed several people here, and LVT is the room flooring of choice now, and not just at the limited service level, but on up into the higher quality brands,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is. It is moving away from just select brands to full service brands right now. So, you know, with a 5-6-star hotels users without any sort of high end carpet or area rugs, who knows? But at least the share of LVT in the hospitality area in room floors is growing at a phenomenal pace right now. So,
you know, most people know hospitality is price conscious. Are you getting your share of it?
We're getting our share of it. You know, there's many players in the market. But, you know, with this industry, you know, the 2-star, 3-star, 4-star hotel each have their own budget. So you're going to have to develop a product that meets their budget and meets their requirement in terms of how long before they refurbish. So you just give them a breadth of option and go with it.
You know, the FF&E cycle for a hotel is around 7 years. Do you think if they put a good quality product in, when they do their next update, they can leave the floor alone?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, any sort of damages, you can just replace single pieces, which is a huge plus compared to a broadloom carpet. Or, you know, and there's really no better way of maintaining a floor than an LVT, no easier way. So all these wet areas can now go all the way from your living space, your sleeping space, into the dry area of the bathrooms. So everywhere except the shower can use now LVT.
All right, John, it's great to be with you again. Been talking to John Wu, co-owner of Novalis, here with his Ava brand at the BDNY show. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.